David Crowe is the chief political correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. He's been in Europe for a little while on a study trip. If you follow him online, you would have seen that he's been posting also on Australian domestic politics, which I don't think he can really hold himself away from. He's now in our Parliament House studio, back as a regular. David Crowe, welcome and good morning.
Patricia, good to be back. How are you?
Really well. The Minister for Resources says she's fully prepared to trigger the Australian Domestic Security Mechanism, but at the same time warns it's a very serious issue. What do you make of what the government's saying here?
I think they're approaching the gas companies fairly gently, to be honest. I think Madeleine King has taken the first step towards using the gas trigger to force gas companies to put more gas into the domestic market on the East Coast. Remember, totally separate what's happening on the West Coast to the East because of the pipeline network. So it's about East Coast gas. Now, in response to your question about reservation policy, she's very, very cautious.
Doesn't sound like a big fan of it.
No, and it's incredibly difficult to do. But of course, what we're talking about now is because of the enormous missed opportunity about 15 years ago to not put in a reservation policy on the East Coast. That was a huge mistake in retrospect. And so that debate has got to be done. What happens about a reservation policy? And they're very gentle on that. Tony Wood from the Grattan Institute has suggested that there should be a windfall tax put on gas exporters to force them or give them a very major financial incentive to put more gas into the domestic market. Now, the ACCC's report yesterday is quite scathing of the gas exporters. So why not a windfall tax? On that point, again, the government has been very gentle with the gas companies. So we're heading into an environment where the federal government is trying to negotiate this behind closed doors with the gas exporters to get basically 56 petajoules of gas, 14 tankers of LNG, redirected so that it's in the East Coast domestic market. Now, I think that those negotiations will probably succeed. But then there'll be another crisis a couple of years down the track, or maybe 1 year down the track. So we are in this cycle of shortage now. Let's face it, I think the phrase excess gas should not be used. There is no such thing as excess gas in the world right now, courtesy of Vladimir Putin and the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Yeah. Look, I just want to go to another related issue. Liberal MP Warren Entsch has signalled he's prepared to cross the floor and vote for Labor's emissions target bill, provided it's not a brain fart. That's a direct quote. How many Liberals could follow him?
Well, I think there's an upper house, lower house dynamic. I think Andrew Bragg in the upper house is clearly signalling that he has some support for a stronger, he definitely supports a stronger emissions target. And so I think in the upper house, there's the prospect of him also supporting a bill. In the lower house, I think there'd be a few, but remember, some of the lower house Liberals who were more inclined to support stronger targets were voted out at the election. They lost courtesy of the independents. So I haven't done a count on how many might join Warren Entsch in the lower house.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Patricia.
David Crowe, who is now back as our regular political commentator on a Tuesday, chief political correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.